The new USB 4 spec promises a lot. Thunderbolt 3 support, 40 gigabytes per second bandwidth, and less confusion. By Mark Hockman and PC World on March 4th. Will USB 4 include everything in Thunderbolt 3? This and many more questions will have to wait until the specification is formally published in a few months. Meet USB 4, which promises to simplify the USB naming scheme and integrate the high-bandwidth Thunderbolt 3 specification. Just a week after the upcoming USB 3.2 specifications branding scheme threatened to confuse PC buyers, the next USB spec is trying to resolve it all. Though we don't know the answer to a lot of the questions yet, it's not too early to start thinking about USB 4 as a combination of USB, the high-speed Thunderbolt 3 specification, and the convenient USB-C connector. USB 4 promises to cut the confusion. If you have a cable connecting your PC to a peripheral, chances are that's USB. Over its 20-plus years of existence, the USB interface has continued to add new speed tiers, including USB 2.0, USB 3.0, and USB 3.1. While remaining backward compatible with older versions, a USB-C port has also been created alongside the older USB-A port in a bid to simplify the connector scheme. USB 4 will use the USB-C port and run at 40 gigabits per second, about double the speed of the preceding USB 3.2 specification. You probably won't see USB 4 hardware in the near future, however. The USB 3.2 specification was published in 2017 and is due to show up in products this year. The USB 4 is just a specification at the moment, and it hasn't even been published. The publication date is scheduled for sometime in mid-2019, which means we won't likely see USB 4 hardware until 2020 or beyond. There's also a separate but related issue. To facilitate the transition, Intel said that it would follow up on a 2017 promise to contribute the Thunderbolt specification to the USB Promoter Group, the same group that announced the USB 4 specification. Doing so will enable other chip makers in the USB PG to build Thunderbolt 3 silicon royalty-free. What this means to you. From a technical standpoint, USB 4 is good news, promising to take this small jumble of USB specifications, form factors, and branding and consolidate them into something more understandable for a general audience. The timing of it all is a bit suspicious, given the backlash around the USB 3.2 branding scheme. But as the inventor of Thunderbolt, Intel wants to see the technology become more popular, too. Many USB 4 answers will have to wait. From Intel's perspective, the timing is right to make Thunderbolt even more mainstream. Intel's vision of one cable to rule them all was suspect when Intel announced Thunderbolt in 2015, in part because that was supposed to be USB's role. Since then, however, it's become more accepted. According to Intel, more than 400 PC designs ship with Thunderbolt ports, as well as virtually all of the latest Apple Macs. About 450 peripherals have also been designed around Thunderbolt, Intel says. What's unclear about USB 4 is whether everything in Thunderbolt 3 will carry over. Connecting a pair of 4K monitors at 60 Hz using DisplayPort, peer-to-peer networking, and more. Multiple data and display protocols is how the USB Promoter Group describes USB 4's capabilities. In an interview, Jason Ziller, general manager of the client connectivity division at Intel, didn't go much farther. "It's definitely designed to simplify things," Ziller said, while declining to go into exact specifications. Basically, many of the questions enthusiasts want answers to can be clarified until the actual specification is released later this year. What is clear is that Intel isn't relinquishing its hold on Thunderbolt or on certifying compatible devices, Thunderbolt, as a solution, has a certification program. It is retained within Intel, Ziller added. Some political questions apply. Politically, the move by the USBPG isn't as straightforward. The USB 3.2 branding controversy emanated from the USB Implementers Forum, essentially the marketing arm of the USB Promoters Group. The guidelines used by USBIF assigned confusing marketing terms to the various flavors of USB. USB 4 has yet to be assigned any marketing terms. It's the USBPG that comes up with the spec itself, including the original USB 3.2 specification that was released in 2017. The USBPG is made up of Apple, Hewlett-Packard, Intel, Microsoft, Renesas, STMicroelectronics, and Texas Instruments. It's to these companies that Intel will release the Thunderbolt protocol spec and not to a company outside the group like Intel rival AMD. Renesas, ST, or TI could certainly make discrete USB 4 silicon and provide it to a rival like AMD. But without legal access to that specific Thunderbolt protocol specification itself, it doesn't seem likely that AMD could build in direct support for USB 4 into its chipsets. Meanwhile, that's exactly what Intel plans to do, as the company announced at CES in January. Build Thunderbolt 3 support into Ice Lake, the CPU Intel will deliver by the end of 2019. Ryzen-powered laptops or desktops will theoretically be able to incorporate USB 4, but via discrete silicone. That would consume a bit more power. We still don't know the answers to key questions. Whether USB power delivery will be upgraded from its current 100-watt limit, for example, or the length of supported USB cables, or whether those cables will be color-coded to ensure compatibility, or what prices will be, and so on. The message, though, seems to be this. Yes, USB is sort of a mess right now, but USB 4 will, hopefully, simplify it all.